Today we want to look at this thought. All the people of the world are under the power of the evil one. But God has a chosen people within this world that are his very own. And you are the people in this room and those who watching by live stream and listening by radio. Every one of you who are born again, that you are God's chosen people. You're the only plan he has to invade Satan's darkness. You're the only plan he has to reveal his power to this world. And that's why every one of us needs to believe God for miracles, not just for us, but so that we can share them with other people. I promise you, this message has totally changed my life forever, and it'll change your life. Just pay close attention and take notes if you can. God says the whole world around us is under the power of the evil one. Barry Coverson didn't say that. The Word of God says that. Now, this is a short review from last week. You need to get this. If you don't get this, you'll never be able to walk in victory. You have to understand this. As we saw last week in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. There is a dark side, as we've seen. Even Hollywood recognizes there's a dark side. You say, amen. You ever seen Star Wars? There is a dark side, as we have seen. And it's the domain of darkness. And Satan's in charge. You see, there is an evil kingdom, but Christ has rescued us and transferred us to his kingdom. What a blessing. What an honor. I'm no longer a servant to the devil. I was, and you were too, until you were born again. Listen to this. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. The King James says the prince of the kingdom of the air, which is Satan. And it says the spirit, Satan, who is now at work in those who are disobedient. So Jesus rescued us and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. We are now God's purified people. By his blood, we've been washed and cleansed. We are now God's purified people operating in Satan's evil world. That's why you have problems. It's not God causing problems. You're living in a war zone. And you need to know your authority. And when I discovered this, fasting and praying, meditating on the Word, when I discovered I live in a war zone and I have authority over the devil to shut him down, it changed my world. I started getting healed and delivered, started having miracles in my life because I recognized my enemy is not God. My enemy is Satan and his demonized people. Many of his people hate me because I preach the truth. They hate you because you represent Jesus Christ. And some of them won't even allow you to talk about Jesus because they hate Jesus. Say amen. Those are servants of the devil. And this says so. The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All these terrorists all over the world, Satan is working through them to accomplish his mission. To kill, steal, and destroy. You see, God purified people. We are now God's purified people operating in Satan's evil world. You need to understand you're operating in an evil world where Jesus said last week, as we saw from Scripture, they hate Jesus. And he says, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Why? We don't fit in this world anymore, but that's okay. We have authority over every one of them. Amen. And the devil in them. You need to know this. You can stay here and say, I don't believe that. Well, you can go ahead and let the devil beat the devil out of you, so to speak, if you want to. But I have found that I've got authority over him. If you'll listen to me and start taking that authority, your life will change. God sent me here today to tell you that. Not to tell you football stories, encourage you, make you feel good, but to give you something that will work, that'll change your life if you'll work it. We're now God's purified people operating in Satan's evil world, but we're not of this world. Therefore, Satan is working against us. He's working against you. He don't want you to be successful at work. He wants you to fail at everything you do. He wants you to operate under depression and oppression and fear and doubt and condemnation. Therefore, Satan is working against us, which is why the Lord has given us authority. He said, I give you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, to overawe the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We take that as some kind of spiritual talk. No, that is a word from God, and he has given you authority in his name. Now, in your name, you don't have any authority, but when you say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command you to move over, he's got to move over. Jesus actually said that. Truly I tell you, if you have faith that's living as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, he's talking about a demon, he says, you shall say to this demon, move from here to yonder place, and it'll move. Well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, you better start believing the Bible, or you're going to have a rough way on the way to heaven. Okay. You can start taking authority over a lot of things that's tormenting you if you would just recognize what the Word of God teaches. And just remember, this is not my opinion, I'm reading it. And we got a few more minutes for me to keep reading. Is that okay? 1 John 5:19, we know positively that we are of God and the whole world around us is under the power of the evil one. That's what the Word of God says, and that is the truth. That's why you have all these terrorists. That's why you have all these murders in America. You can almost not read the news or listen to the news without hearing of another woman that's been raped and murdered, her body thrown in a ditch or in the woods somewhere. That is who Satan is. Steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said he's a murderer from the beginning. We are now the people of God, but everyone around us is under the power of the evil one. If you don't believe in the devil, how do you explain all the evil in the world? How do you explain that? Men do things animals wouldn't dare do. There's something going on. It's the devil, Satan. We are now the people of God, but everyone around us is under the power of the evil one if they're not born again. You see, their minds are blinded to the truth, and you'll see that in a minute. Verse 20, and we have seen and know positively that the Son of God has actually come to this world and has given us understanding and insight. That's why I'm able to preach this, because he has given me understanding and insight into the spirit realm, into spiritual warfare. And if you're going to win, you got to realize you are caught up in a spiritual warfare between God's side and the devil's side, and you win by knowing who you are and using your authority. It says, has given us understanding and insight to know better and more clearly he who is true, and we are in him who is true. You see, the Creator God has come and invaded the domain of darkness and defeated the prince of this world. Now he is working in and through us. The Lord now is working in and through us to set Satan's captives free. I'm not here just to get up and tell good stories. I'm here to help people get free and stay free from old Slewfoot's power. Amen. He really rules and reigns through deception. If you do not believe in Satan, that's because Satan has deceived you. Not trying to insult anybody, trying to get you free. But the truth is the truth, and you have to preach it even when people say that's not true. Because I know it's true. I was born in the midst of demons and devils, and I didn't even dream I had this kind of authority. But when I began to discover it, things began to change in my life. We must allow Jesus to work through us to set free those who are bound by Satan's deception. But we know Satan uses his children of disobedience to fight against us. YouTube, and I think some other places maybe, has listed some of my sermons like this as hate speech. There's nothing at all hate in my messages. I preach love, 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 love. And it takes a lot more love to preach a message like this than it does to backpedal and pretend there is no devil. Amen. It takes love to really step out and preach the truth. There's always going to be somebody who doesn't like it, even though everybody in this church, I think, likes it, because you've discovered the Word of God is truth. Satan is a deceiver. He uses this modern society, whom he has deceived, to deceive others. Matthew 4:8, again, the devil took him. Now here's how the devil tempted your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If he tempted him, he's going to tempt you. He's real. And sometimes he makes that temptation seem so strong. You think, man, I'm not going to be able to resist. But you have authority in the name of Jesus to resist and put him under your feet. Matthew 4:8 again, the devil took him up on exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, Satan said to Jesus, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. He tried to get the Son of God to worship him. Well, he's going to try to get you to do that too. He does the same thing with all of us. Many people sell their eternal souls, listen, for the fame and fortune of this world. And in most cases, they wind up destroying their lives even in this world. The whole world is under the power of the evil one. That's what the word says. Satan often makes a big promise like he made to Jesus, I'll give you the whole world. But he has no intention of keeping his promises. If he had the ability to do it, he's not going to keep his promises. Satan often makes big promises like this, but he will not keep them. Verse 10, then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan. We need to learn that. When he comes against us telling us things contrary to Scripture, we need to take authority over him and away with you, devil, get out of here. That's what Jesus did. Remember at the end of his temptation, how did Jesus respond? He says, Satan, it is written, quoted the word, it is written, quoted the word, it is written three times, quoted the word, and then he said, Satan, be gone. And Satan be gone. And that's the way you do it. You take authority over the devil. Satan, it is written. You need to know these scriptures. You need to know your authority. And you need to be able to tell the devil, devil, I have authority over you. Jesus said, I gave you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Now get out. You might sense a little pain, but it's not going to destroy you. Amen. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall worship. Like Jesus, we must never submit to the evil desires and cravings of this world. They're coming, but we're not going to buy. Never fall in love with the world and its lifestyle, because it will wreck your life. You can tell by looking at my shiny head, I've been around for a long time. I've seen a lot of people ruin their lives and even die because they made the wrong choices. Choose Jesus. Choose his word. Get in the word of God. Know who you are. Know the authority you have. And send the devil down the road. Amen. And fall in love with Jesus Christ and not this world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. If any man love the world, listen, the love of the Father is not in him. The God of this world is Satan. But God is, the heavenly kingdom is ruled over by Jesus Christ. And when you turn your back on Satan and you turn to Jesus Christ, he begins to work through you to make you the person you've always wanted to be. And he gives you authority over your enemies. And your number one enemy is Satan. Somebody say amen. The Lord has a people in this world and not of this world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world because I'm born again. John chapter 8, verse 23. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath. He's talking to people that's not Christian or born again. He says, I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. Jesus and his servants are not of this world. There is really two kingdoms. One is ruled over by the prince of the air, Satan, and the other one is the heavenly kingdom ruled over by the high priest, Jesus Christ, our high priest, Jesus Christ. Satan and his servants are of this world. John 14, 30, hereafter I will not talk with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. Jesus Christ recognized this world has its own prince. And he said, he's coming, but he has nothing in me. Look at that. Hereafter, I will not talk with you much, for the prince of this world, he recognized there's a prince of this world. Amen. Well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, obviously Jesus did. The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. We need to be able to say that. The prince of this world cometh and he has nothing in me. Never get your hands off of me. Back up. The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, for we are new creations in Christ, who have been given authority. Not only are we born again, not only have we been transferred from the evil kingdom to God's kingdom, we have authority over the devil and his kingdom. Amen. I can testify. That's true. I have authority over the power of the enemy. Satan has his own man-made theology. And some of you may be sucked up in it. But you want the theology that comes from this book. There is a theology which is nothing more than what the Bible teaches about God and his will. Satan has his own man-made theology to keep us from using our God-given power and authority. Don't allow Satan's theologians to deceive you. You have power. Somebody say amen. You remember Elymas when Paul was preaching to the governor of that island? Elymas was a sorcerer, and he kept interfering with Paul trying to keep the governor from getting saved. And Paul got fed up with it. And he really shows us the authority that born-again believers has. He said, Elymas, you son of the devil. I thought he was going to say something else there for a minute. You son of the devil. And he said, you continue to resist God. He says, now you're going to be blind for a season. Immediately, he went blind. What was that? God's authority. Paul knew it, and he took authority over him. I've learned I can do that. And you need to learn you can do that. Somebody say amen. I wanted on a certain radio station many, many years ago. The manager came to my office, and he made up all these excuses why I couldn't be on the radio station. And I knew the reason. It was because I believed in the power of God, and he didn't. He didn't want me on. And so he made up all these excuses and said goodbye and left. And when he went out the door, I raised my hand and said, Lord, take him out. In about 2 weeks, one of our members came and knocking on my door and said, I need to talk to you. He said they've decided to fire the radio station manager, and they've asked me to be the manager. I need for you to pray about that. I said, no, I don't need to pray about that. I already know the answer to that. You're to take that job. He took the job, and guess who got to go on the radio station? Well, I don't have that kind of authority. You won't have it as long as you talk like that. And, buddy, I've done it many times. And I'm not here to brag about my authority, because I'm here to tell you about you having the same authority. Okay. You think Paul had that authority just because he was Paul? No. He had that authority because he was a man of God, called of God, just like all of us. God doesn't give a bald-headed guy authority and not give it to you. Now, when you get bald-headed, maybe you'll have more authority. I don't know. But with Samson, it worked the other way. When they cut his hair off, he lost his strength. I'm waiting for somebody to say amen. Or you can say, oh, me. I'll take either one on that one. Thank you, Jesus. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh. There is a God of this world, and he is working to deceive and devour every one of us. James 4:4 says, you adulterers, Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? And so when we serve God, the world is hostile toward us. There's people going to hate you just because you believe in Jesus Christ. And they're going to laugh at you, make fun of you if you believe the Bible and believe there's really a devil. And yet they're deceived by the devil. Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Satan has blinded people to this truth. Verse 7, submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he might just flee from you. You never know. I read what we live, not what it says. You don't get blessed by living what people have lived for years. It's wrong. Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Why do you think that is? Because you're bad breath? Or you forgot to use deodorant? No, he flees from you because you have authority to resist him and send him down the road just like Jesus did. Be gone. Y'all don't act too excited. Are you excited? Okay. Here you go, verse 8. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Resist the devil and he'll flee, but you need to draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Isn't that good? We can cause the devil to flee by taking authority over him. And the Lord, we can cause him to draw near by drawing near to him. Resist the devil and draw near to God. You see, we draw near to God by prayer and meditating on the word. Somebody say amen. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I come into him and sup with him and he with me. Notice it doesn't say when you knock in this case. It says, I'm trying to build a relationship with you. I want to come in and fellowship with you and talk with you. And if you'll invite me in, if you draw near to me by inviting me in, I'll come in. And when he comes in, you have great authority. And that right there, he was talking to a church. This church had shut him out. And he says, look, if you'll just invite me back in, you can have the power of God. The modern church pretty much has shut the Lord out with all the deception and lies that came from the devil that they believed. And so now we need to get on our face before God and invite him back in to our lives and into our churches. This church needs to be on fire like no church in town. Somebody say amen. Now I'm going to keep preaching and believing until it happens. It's already on fire, but it can burn a lot brighter. I need another amen. Thank you. 2 Corinthians 4:3, but if our gospel be hid, let me show you how evil the devil is. This is why your loved ones are not getting saved. Because the devil. Look, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And whom the God of this world, say God of this world. Say God of this world. Who is it? The prince of the air. Who is it? Satan. Who is it? The devil. I didn't write this. I didn't write any of this. I'm just reading it. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them, and they get saved. So Satan has blinded the eyes of your lost loved ones. And when they hear the gospel, it's like pouring water on a duck's back. It just runs right off because they can't see spiritually. That's why we need to fast and pray. When we have a time of fasting and praying, and we have three-day fast each month, instead of, it's okay to pray for things, but instead of praying for new cars and new houses and better jobs and more money, the first thing we need to pray about is that that God would break the blinders off our loved ones so they can get saved. Open up their blinded eyes, Lord, that they can see. And the Holy Spirit's the only one that can do that. In whom the God of this world has, do y'all believe the Bible? That was terribly weak. Do y'all believe the Bible? Yes. If you don't believe the Bible, you don't have a chance. You can't even get saved without believing the Bible because it tells you how to get saved. in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. If you've never heard a message like this, your mind's probably blown right now. But it is mind-blowing to understand what authority a born-again believer really has from the Word of God. He has also blinded many Christians to the truth by deception. I was deceived to believe it's God's will for me to be sick. I'm glorifying God by having strep throat all winter long. Well, when I finally, the Lord revealed to me that that wasn't his will, that he wanted me to get healed so I could preach. How many know strep throat and preaching doesn't go together? I couldn't talk most of the winter. And the devil still tries to use that against me. Sometimes right in the middle of a sermon, he'll try to take my voice away. And every time God restores it. Can you say amen? How many have seen that over and over again? Years ago, when we were still over there, I walked out to preach. And I could barely whisper. My throat was totally shot, gone. I said, Fox, y'all stand and pray for me. Everybody stood and started praying. I started preaching in a whisper. And in a few seconds, my voice started getting strong. A few more seconds, it got stronger and stronger. In a few minutes, I don't normally get too emotional, but I was yelling at the top of my voice because God totally healed me and restored me right in front of the church. And that's happened more than once, but that time was spectacular. That's the first time it happened. And I was so excited, but that was a, my goodness, 40 years ago, I guess. See, there is a God of this world, and he is working to deceive and devour every one of us. Be careful how you live, and be careful what you believe. If you hear a preacher that sounds good, check him out, because sounding good is not what it's about. It's the Word of God. It's what anybody can put on a good show and make you feel good and can tell you these uplifting stories. Woo-hoo-hoo. And then you leave and you have no authority, no power because you don't have the Word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. Somebody say amen. You're going to get the Word here whether you like it or not. Because that's what God called me to do. It's changed my life and it'll change yours. Matthew chapter 13 verse 19. When anyone heareth the Word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which is sown in their heart. You know what I'm preaching right now, if you don't accept it and believe it, the devil will come to somehow snatch it away and you'll forget it. But you need to believe and act on it right now. Say, Lord, I believe your word. The prince of darkness does anything and everything he can to keep God's powerful word from us. He tries to steal it. And when a person, as I read earlier, when a person hears the gospel, he comes immediately to catch away the word so they will not believe it and be saved. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood. Now this is so important. This tells you what you need to know right here. He himself, Jesus Christ, likewise shared in the same flesh, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. He destroyed the devil. How did he do that? He came as a human being. You are a spirit in a body. Jesus Christ was a spirit in a body, except his spirit was God. And he's born of a woman, and the Spirit of God was in him, which means he's righteous. And then he took my sins in his body and died in my place. And when I put my faith in his shed blood, he blots out my sins, and the devil's power is destroyed over me because my sin is gone. That's how he destroyed the devil. He destroyed him over you. I've heard theologians, seminary professors, debating to what degree is the devil's power destroyed. In the world, it's not destroyed to any degree. But over you, his power's been destroyed because your sins are blotted out. And when you come to that understanding, you begin to realize, if my sins are blotted out, Satan no longer has the right to touch me. How many know that sin opens a door to the devil? You remember Adam and Eve? They had an air-conditioned garden. And when they sinned, Satan come right in with all the curses. That's why we live under all the curses right now, is because of sin. Well, if our sins are blotted out, then we have authority over the devil. Somebody say amen. That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, the devil. And so when you put your faith in him, your sins are blotted out, you have authority over the devil. His power is destroyed over you. He has no right to put strep throat on you. He has no right to put anything on you. Depression, oppression, fear, doubt, condemnation. The devil's favorite thing is condemnation. He wants, even though you're born again and you're righteous, he wants you to believe you're just a dirty old worm. You don't deserve anything. Well, in the natural, you don't. But because of the blood of Christ, you do. You are worthy. Because he makes you worthy. See how deception can keep a born-again believer from the power of God, but the devil, you're not worthy, you're not worthy, you're not worthy sharing communion, you're not worthy to be baptized, you're not worthy to go to church, you're not worthy. Give it up, devil, and get out. I'm worthy because of the blood. Amen. And you know, all bald-headed people are not worthy, just automatically worthy. You have to be born again. Verse 15, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. I have a power and authority to break the devil's bondage off of me. And so do you. Jesus came to destroy Satan's power over us and to release us from bondage. The whole world was in bondage to Satan, the old slave master, the old sin master, until Jesus bore away our sins and set us free. I'm set free because of Calvary. For by grace, Calvary, shed blood, are you saved, born again through faith. Those three go together. Calvary's provision, shed blood, are you saved, born again, become a new creation when you put your faith in Jesus Christ and the benefits of Calvary. As we saw last week, now Satan's power is broken over us and we now have authority over him. And one of his greatest weapons against God's people is condemnation. Well, you acted pretty mean in traffic the other day. Well, you didn't talk right to your wife. Well, some of those things we might need to apologize, make things right, but we're still righteous. Still righteous. You're not righteous because you act a certain way. You're righteous because of the blood. Until you get that, you're going to be under condemnation. Okay. Now look, Jesus now has his own special people within this world, and he's working through them, and that would be you. When you get that, that changes everything. You're his special people on a mission. I said you're his special people on a mission. God has a plan. The word of God says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to bless you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. But you have a lot to do with that by taking authority over the devil when he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus, when he says, I give you authority. If he gave you authority, you need to take it. And how do you do that? Satan, in the name of Jesus, take your depression and get out. Satan, in the name of Jesus, take your condemnation and get out. Let's try that. Say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command you to take your condemnation and get out of my life and stay out. I'm righteous. Makes some of you nervous just to say I'm righteous, but you are. And you need to be able to say that on your worst day. You need to say, by the blood of Christ, I'm righteous. I may not be acting like it right now, but by faith, I'm righteous. You're not righteous because you act righteous. You're righteous by faith, for by grace are you saved, made righteous through faith. Jesus now has, this is the most important part, Jesus now has his own special people within this evil world, and we're it. Titus chapter 2, listen to this, Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. You are his special people, zealous of good works. Well, what about the purification? That's God's job. Listen, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the work of God, lest ye should boast. For ye are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. When you invite him in, he starts working from the inside out to make you the person you were born to be. Jesus now has his own special people within this demonic world, and we must be zealous of good works. We need to be excited about just doing something for Jesus Christ. Do you get excited when you have an opportunity to give to the parking lot lights to do God's work? Zealous of good works. To fix up God's property so it looks good. You want to fix up your property so it looks good? Then you ought to want to fix up God's property so it looks good. And it's safe. Jesus works in this world through us to rescue the perishing and to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, and cleanse the leper. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? It's up to us to preach the miraculous power of God and then believe it and act on it. If somebody's sick at work, don't embarrass yourself and don't embarrass them. But it didn't hurt anything. Normally you say, do you mind if I pray for you? I pray for people like that, and they were healed. I had one of the most outstanding DJs in Nashville, and he moved to Knoxville, and he became a friend and through a business deal, and he had cancer. And I went to the hospital and prayed for him, and God healed the cancer. And needless to say, he became my best friend. He followed me around like a puppy dog. Okay, and he was an outstanding personality in Nashville and even here to some degree. But we have that kind of authority and power. I just prayed and God healed him. I didn't do it. But I had to pray. I have something to do, so do you. Somebody say amen. As Satan works through his people, God works through his people. Galatians chapter 1, verse 3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age according to the will of God and Father. Rescue us. You see, God is rescuing us every day in some way. You'll never know until you get to heaven how many times he snatched you right out of the claws of death. You'll never know how many wrecks or accidents you could have had and lost your life if the Holy Spirit hadn't been watching over you and God's angels rescuing you. Somebody told me, came up after church a while ago and said, once I was almost in an accident, and said, this car went right through me and didn't put a scratch on my car. And that reminded me, years ago, when my children were very small, I was taking one of them to school and the road was icy. And this car slid over in front of me and his headlight went right through my headlight and never put a scratch on my car. I saw it. You'll never know until you get to heaven how many times God has rescued you. We strut around like proud peacocks. Man, I got this. No, you ain't got nothing. It's the Holy Spirit taking care of you. And it's the angels of God that's taking care of you. Same thing with me. It's God. It's his angels. Y'all almost got excited. Go ahead. You see, God is rescuing us every day from this present evil age and those who teach doctrines of devils. He has kept most of us free from the deception the devil's been teaching through demonic people. He is present to rescue us from the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. 2 Corinthians 6:16, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Do you sign up for that? Are you his people? Come on. If you're born again, the answer is yes. You're his people. You live in a demonized world, but you're not of this world. You have authority over this demonic age and demonic people. The eternal creator of the universe lives in us, enabling us to be his mighty victorious army for good in this evil world. Verse 17, therefore come out from among them and be ye separate. We are his people, so we separate ourselves to serve him. We no longer have our own selfish ambition. Our selfish ambition is just to serve him and obey him. I wanted to be a jet test pilot, but God wanted me to do this. Okay, so I gave that up to do this. You see, we set ourselves aside for his purpose. We give up our ambition to serve him. Here you go, 1 Peter. Here it is, 1 Peter 2, 9. But ye are a chosen people. You're chosen. Well, I chose God. No, you didn't. He chose you. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you might go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit might remain. As I go along, God has given me scriptures to throw out there. I don't have them in my notes, but when God brings it to my mind, I throw it out there. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. You're here to show forth his praises. Not to live in fear, doubt, and unbelief. Not to live totally harassed by strep throat and sickness and disease. You're here to get healed and be restored to wholeness so you can give praise and glory to him. Well, if I got healed, I'd never die. No, 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 no. Healing is not immortality. Healing is just to keep you well so you can serve God. If you're not going to serve God, why do you want to be healthy for? I want to be healthy so I can serve God. And since the Lord showed me my authority over the devil and his strep throat 47 years ago, I haven't missed preaching one time in 47 years because of sickness. Why? Because I take authority over it. Like the time or two I walked out here and couldn't preach. I knew that God called me to preach, and I knew somehow I was going to preach. I walked out there and God healed my throat in front of everybody. And a lot of people still remember those cases. You see, we've been chosen and called out of this world to do great things for God, and you can't do that laying in intensive care. God wants you healthy and well, not just so you don't have a doctor bill. He wants you healthy and well so you can show forth his praises and do his work. If I was in intensive care, I couldn't preach this message today. We are still in this demonic world, but we are the Lord's own special people to show forth his praises and to do the works he did. That's what this message is about. You live in a demonized world, but you're not of it. You have greater authority, and you can walk in victory right through this mess. We are still in this demonic world, but we are the Lord's own special people to show forth his praises and do his work, do the works he did. He said, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he will do. Amen. Well, he was just being nice. No, he wasn't. He's always nice, but he was serious. If you truly believe in him, he'll anoint you to do miraculous things. We are still in this demonic world, but we are the Lord's own special people to show forth his praises and to do the works he did. How's the world going to know about him if we do not serve him? We are of no use to the Lord if we keep our mouth shut and do not share our testimonies. You don't have to go around embarrassing yourself, but at the same time, God will give you opportunities to tell people the great things God has done for you. And when you do, God will bless them and you. We are to speak of his goodness and allow him to work his great works through us. The world is under the power of the evil one, but God has a chosen, special people within this world. We'll never walk in victory until we understand these truths in God's word. I have authority. John says, the whole world around us is under the power of the evil one. The whole world is under the power of the evil one, but we are the light of the world. We're not of it. We are the Lord's special people to show the world his goodness and his power. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Let's stand.